I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good afternoon. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us. You might be listening in Vancouver on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And thank you for being with us today. I'm super excited to have today's guest on the show. Her name is Anna Taylor, and we met on Facebook. We're Facebook friends. And she is the cutest little pixie, and she is an angel therapy practitioner. She's also a theta healer, and she is a beautiful and amazing soul, so I'm going to bring her up on the air. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Marie.
How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I am fantastic, and I want to, I want to jump right into your story, but first of all, what's a theta healer?
Theta healing is an amazing healing method that was founded by a lady called Vianna Stibble, and it really works with a few amazing techniques that help people to really tap into their beliefs and the feelings that may be limiting them in their life, and then we work with them to change them and to teach them new positive feelings. So, for example, some people may have the belief that, you know, they don't deserve love, or that money is a bad thing, or that they can't be successful. And so we would change that and then teach them new feelings, such as I deserve love, that money is good, that I can have all the success that I dream of, and how to have that and what it feels like. And so you can work with anything, really. There is no limit to the kind of areas of your life that you can focus on. But I find it really powerful, and I think my clients do, so I love it.
Yay, and you are also an angel therapy practitioner. You studied with Doreen Virtue.
I did.
Yay.
I always work with the angels, actually. I love the angels, and I don't know, I just feel it's such a privilege to be able to help people in that way, and I'm always so uplifted by it. You know, I might be the person facilitating the messages, but it's so comforting, and so, I don't know, it's such a beautiful energy to work with. I love the angels.
Yay, and we're going to play some of your music, but before we do that, I need you to tell us about your story. You have had some amazing physical challenges. You weren't even able to walk until you were, 6 years old?
That's right. Yeah, I was born 11 weeks prematurely with my twin sister. And I don't know whether it was lack of oxygen at birth or just because I was so tiny. But I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy at 18 months old, and my mum only kind of realized that there were some issues going on because obviously my twin was crawling and walking and doing the things that, you know, most toddlers do, and I wasn't doing any of that. So I started having physiotherapy and stuff, but they told my family that I may not be able to walk, and, you know, they didn't really know what my development would be. And so it was kind of amazing that I was able to take my first steps at six, and I've really continued to sort of improve since then. But I did have surgery when I was a teenager, and unfortunately I became ill after that. So just my life took a completely different turn, and I started to look into alternative medicine and spirituality, and kind of is why I'm here now. So, yeah, life is interesting, and, you know, I try not to take it for granted too much. But, yeah, it's frustrating not being able to, you know, run and be free in the ways that I would like to be. But I meet so many amazing people, and I think since I was a little girl, because of that, I've always wanted to help others. So there's always gifts in everything, right?
Definitely, and I love how positive you are, and sometimes you see it's really a choice in how you choose to react to these challenges in life, because there are so many people who have challenges that aren't even close to what you've dealt with, and they choose to allow themselves to become a victim because of it, and I'm not hearing that from you.
Well, I certainly have my moments, as you know. But I just believe in, you know, you have to live life the best way you can. And we all have different challenges. And, you know, I meet many people that have challenges that I would never want either. So I think we have to just remember to have empathy for each other, to know that we can't really fully understand what each other are going through at any given time. But I think compassion is an important thing. And so I feel it's important to be able to say, hey, you know, that must be challenging, but it's not who we are. We're not our challenges. We are so much more than that. And what can we do to make a difference with those challenges? That's kind of always been my motto.
So, Anna, I've got to ask you, because most of us don't remember taking our first steps. Mm-hmm. So what was that like for you?
Well, you know, I had walked a tiny bit. I had started to use crutches, I think you call them canes, to walk with, and just little steps. And I was able to do that a bit, but people were really wanting me to walk on my own. And I didn't have the part of my brain that would control, like, okay, you put one foot in front of the other and then you move your arm and then you move your leg. And I just didn't know how to do that. It wasn't with me. So I really had to teach myself, okay, this is how you walk. And I remember one day I was out with my parents, and my dad, he was playing hockey at the time, and so we were just in the clubhouse and with a couple of our friends. I actually remember it. I think maybe I have a flashback because of what my mom has told me, but I do remember where I was, and I was just against a window with a little ledge, and people were just chatting away, so there was no pressure. I wasn't in a physio session or anything like that, and I just let go of the window ledge and started walking on my own, and everyone was amazed. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I knew what was going on either, so it was kind of cool. And so from about the ages of 6 to about 7 years old was really starting to progress with that and being more confident and more free with it. And by about 8 or 9 I started running a little bit. So it's an amazing time. I always see that as my peak kind of physical moment, because it was such a freeing experience. And actually now, because I've not been well, I'm not able to walk so much without my canes and stuff. But I love that sense of freedom, and I'm so lucky to have been able to experience that. And I always see myself running and things in my dreams and stuff. So you never know, it can happen again, right?
Mm. Well, I'm envisioning that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, you know, there are so many things that have happened to me that make me believe that the impossible is possible. You just never know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to play some of your music, but before we do, this album, tell us about how that came about.
Well, that was definitely another dream, and what some people called impossible. I needed so much money to record this album, having met Robert Berry, which was a story in itself. I was in America, and I met this lady who just by chance had said to me, Anna, you should work with Robert Berry. I didn't know who he was, but he turned out to be a producer in San Jose, California. And we started writing the album entirely via email. I didn't actually speak to him until I'd written most of the songs. So it was a story, and we just really worked well together. And then I wanted to raise the money. I wasn't working too much at the time. And thanks to so many people around the world who sponsored what I call a wall of love, which people could put their initials in these hearts that I had in my CD booklet, I raised all the money and I was able to go to California, and it was just such an incredible experience. So I don't just see it as an album, I see it as a real miracle. So I'm very, very thankful.
Oh, yay. I love that. And so I want to play what song... I've got it here on the computer here. So this is In Between Miracles. Tell us about this song and what it means to you.
Yeah, really, it really fits actually with what I was saying. This is really my fragile song, and where, you know, I was having one of those moments where I didn't know what was going to happen to me, and I felt really low and confused and lost. But also that part of me that believes there is always hope that we can have those really down times, but just around the corner there might be a miracle happening. So that's what that song's about.
Yay! Okay, we're going to play it now. So this is Anna Taylor with her song In Between Miracles. And if you want to check out her website, it's annataylormusic.com. And here is In Between Miracles on CITR.
Stripped of the layers, I'm left undone. Raw with pure emotion, wondering what tomorrow will become. What brought me here? Which path led this way? The answer somewhere inside me, in the world around me. Evolving, evolving. Everything in between miracles. I'm full of empty, upside down. In between miracles, back to front, lost in the clouds, frozen, melted, just not what I see. I cling to something not there. What happens now? It's not enough to cry. Should I wait a bit longer, hoping someone reads my mind? Will love lead me there? Oh, lead me there. Everything in between. Stripped of the layers, I'm left undone. Raw with pure emotion. Tomorrow, what will come? What brought me here?
That was In Between Miracles by Anna Taylor, today's guest here on Synchronicity. Welcome back to the show, Anna.
Hi.
Yay, that was so much fun. I love your voice. It's so angelic.
Oh, thank you.
So I saw on your event page, we're friends on Facebook, and if you want to find Anna Taylor on Facebook, do you have, Anna-Taylor is your name there, right?
No, it's Anna Taylor Music Angel, actually.
Oh, okay. Anna Taylor Music Angel.
And that's my like page. And my personal page, which I do accept people on, is also Anna Taylors with an S on the end.
Wonderful. And Twitter too, Anna Taylors with an S.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can find her at annataylormusic.com. And we're going to play more of your songs coming up later in the hour. But I want to talk about the show is called Synchronicity. So how do, I mean, I can imagine that you have had so many synchronicities in your life. First of all, when you were doing the fundraising for this album, how did you even come up with the idea?
Well, of the fundraiser, of the Wall of Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those things. Robert Berry had suggested to me perhaps to have people sponsor the song, and a few people did do that. But it was quite a bit of money to do that, and I wanted to have another way where other people could be involved and, you know, my friends and things. And so one day, it wasn't actually a point where I was asking about that. I just saw all these hearts in front of me in a vision. And I got the number 111, and I didn't really understand that, but I realized that that's always been a sign number to me from the angels that I'm on the right track and, you know, that they're with me and to keep going. And so I knew that it was a message from them, Anna, do this, you know, this would be a good idea. So I had mentioned it to a friend of mine who was kind of a good designer, and she put this thing on my website with all these amazing, it was like a pink background with all these white hearts, and every time somebody sponsored me, she would fill in the initials that somebody wanted on their heart, and so it ended up looking like this amazing pretty picture. So if you get my CD, you can see all these hearts, and some of them are my friends, and some of them are people that have helped me in other ways, but most of them were filled by people who sponsored me. It was $111, actually, so it was $111 for each heart, and, you know, it was really how I got to do my album, so I'm so, so blessed, and there were some people that I didn't even know that helped me, so it was incredible.
Yay. I love that.
Yeah, it was definitely a yay moment. And actually, I had decided to be in the, well, I hadn't decided, I was just in the local paper. It was June 2009, and it was really a big deal for me to do that because, to be honest, I hadn't told a lot of people locally what I was doing. I'm really fortunate that I have so many supportive and like-minded friends, but people here, I don't know, they just weren't, I think they kind of thought I might be a bit crazy or something. So I didn't say much, and I actually hadn't said much to my family either, but I knew that I wanted to do this album a lot, and, you know, another year was approaching. It had already really been a year since I had met Robert, and we'd written all these songs, but I just thought, okay, I'm just going to be in the local paper, tell everyone about it. So I, at that point, I'd started to share it on Facebook and were telling people about it, and then I got, actually, I don't know about you, but I quite often get my divine inspiration, my divine ideas when I'm in the shower. I think the water, for some reason, gives me just a clarity. And I saw a vision of me being in LA at Doreen Virtue's International Angel Day. And I just suddenly had this flash, oh, I'll record my songs at the same time, go and see her and do my songs. Because, you know, San Jose wasn't too far from LA as far as I was concerned. So I had mentioned it to all of my friends, and before I knew it, there was this post for me on a message board that I belonged to asking people to help me. And within 2 months, I had all this money to go and do it. So that was the June, and within 2 months, I was out in San Jose recording my album.
Oh, I love that. It's so inspiring to think that people online, because I mean, we don't even know each other. I consider you a friend, even though I've never met you.
Yeah.
It's amazing that the connection that you can share with people online.
It really is. You know, if I hadn't been part of some things online, I really believe that some of the most amazing experiences of my life wouldn't have happened, including my album, including doing the work I do, including being on the radio like I am with you, and perhaps even some of the, you know, the health challenges that I've had would never be as easy as they have been if it wasn't for the friends I've made online. So it's just an incredible time that we live in, isn't it? To be on the internet and, you know, to speak with you, you know, 5,000 miles away or however far it is, to be able to do that, I just think it's such a privilege.
It is. It's so exciting. And it's time for a break already, so I'm going to put you on hold. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you for joining us today. And today we are speaking with the lovely Anna Taylor, and she's calling all the way from England. So thank you so much to Anna for calling us and joining us today. And you can find her at annataylormusic.com. And if you want more information about this show and other past episodes, you can go to my personal website, spiritualshow.com. And Anna and I are both on Facebook and Twitter if you want to connect with both of us there. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in a moment.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual. Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
It's the Doxa Film Festival on the 12th and 13th, Friday the 13th at midnight on Friday the 13th, and Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides playing the 20th through the 31st.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for joining us today, and welcome back to the show, Anna Taylor. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. So there's this next song that I want to play, and you wrote it just a few days before you went to California to record the album. It's called Like Me.
I did. It wasn't actually meant to even be on the album. It was one of those synchronicities again.
Yay. Okay. So is there anything you'd like to say about this song before we play it?
Yeah, it's really a song about you know how we so often focus on all the differences between each other, and you know there might be comparisons, or you know how our lives are so varied and all that, but we're also really all the same too in so many ways. So that's what that song is about.
Awesome. Okay, so here is Like Me by Anna Taylor on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Have you ever seen a star fall from the sky? Have you made mistakes thanks to your pride? Have you crossed your heart and hoped to die like me? Have you ever loved so much your body ached? Have you prayed your agony away? Have you sang out loud in the pouring rain like me? Your life like mine, spinning round and round in time, just trappers on the sea. Do you see it all like me? Have you ever seen yourself beyond the mirror? Have you let imagination paint a picture? Have you found like me? Is your life like mine, spinning round and round in time, just travelers on the sea? Do you see it all? Have you ever looked like I look at you? Have you ever needed like I need you? Have you ever loved like I love you? Love you.
That was Like Me by Anna Taylor, today's guest here on Synchronicity. Welcome back to the show, Anna.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for being with us. I'm so excited to have you on the show because we've been talking about this. It's interesting because it was kind of synchronistic how you ended up on the show because I get so many requests to be on the show now that my email, I just have this automatic message basically saying like, thanks, don't call me, I'll call you, because there's just too many emails coming in. It's overwhelming.
I bet.
But then we were having a conversation on Facebook and I don't know who brought it up first, but we were just like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for that, Marie. You're so sweet to me, and I love the conversations we have on Facebook.
Thank you. Yeah, if you want to connect with Anna, go to her website, annataylormusic.com, and then there's a link to her Facebook page and Twitter and YouTube. And I love how you do your YouTube videos, too. And you're friends with Maria Andros. Have you taken any of her classes?
I haven't. I have met Maria, and she's amazing.
She's from Vancouver.
I was really hesitant to do the video thing. I'm not really, you know, I kind of get a little bit shy, but I actually only do them in front of my computer most of the time, so I feel like I'm just talking to myself. And then it just kind of comes out of me, and I really have found that it's a way for people to, I don't know, you get to communicate with someone on a different level, just like we're doing now. There's nothing, I mean, I love writing, and I love email, and I love Facebook, but sometimes it's nothing like hearing someone's voice, is there?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I just think that video gives you that different kind of connection, and it lets people know that, you know, that you are a human being and that you have different thoughts and feelings and ideas going on. And I really, you know, I'm starting to appreciate it a lot more because I see so many great people out there doing the same thing, and it really inspires me. And I think that's the best thing about all of this, is that you get to just understand that perhaps it's not quite so scary as you first imagined.
And I'm curious, because it's kind of like vlogging, video blogging with YouTube. Do you ever make a video and kind of like bare your soul and then later go, oh, I don't know if I should have said that, and then take it down or something?
Yeah. I think there might have been one or two in the past where I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, I was in a kind of not very good place then, or, you know, do people really want to hear that about me? I know there are a couple that I've done about love and stuff, and I, you know, I've spoken about my experience. I've never really, you know, shared all the names and details and things, but, you know, I'm a real open book, so most of the time, even on Facebook, you know, I'll write something and people really respond to it, but, you know, I can look back a few days later and say, well, was that a bit too personal? But, you know, I don't have anything to hide. I really believe that being real and being human, whether you help people or not, is just, I think that's the key. I think people don't want to know that you're a robot, do they?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that when you are real, it gives permission for the people around you to also be authentic, because so many people are just struggling so hard to wear these masks and present themselves the way they think the world wants to see them.
Right.
Instead of just like being themselves.
I think so, and I've really learned that. You know, I don't know if you've had this experience, but I have maybe, you know, not put people on a pedestal, but perhaps looked at someone and decided that they have this perfect life and, you know, they're doing what they love and they have a great family and a great job and all these things. And then, you know, you suddenly look at it and you think, oh, well, maybe they're not so happy as I thought they were. All it was is just that they refused to be quite as vulnerable as I am. And I just think there's this image consciousness. There's a way in society that kind of says, oh, this is how we have to be to the world. And, you know, if I'm not positive all the time, then maybe it's going to come across bad. But it's never affected me. You know, I'm just who I am. And if people don't like that I have a negative day, then, you know, kind of tough luck, really. But I really, there's a lot of people in the spiritual world, I think, especially, that decide that they have to have everything figured out. And that really isn't the case, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the whole point of life isn't, I mean, we don't come here to have it all figured out. We come here to grow and make connections and have experiences. So if you knew everything already, then what fun would it be?
Exactly, exactly. And I just think people relate to you more, and people understand that you don't have to be some kind of superhuman being to, for example, connect with the angels, or to write a book, or write a song, or, you know, be on the radio. You know, look at all the people that we know that are quote unquote famous. They're just human beings. It's just that we get to see a certain part of them. And I don't know, I just think that the way that we live, and, you know, the media that we have, and videos and things that are involved now, and blogs, you're getting to see that even the people who you consider super, super famous and amazing, talented people are just like, you know, you and I. And that's really what, you know, I was trying to say in that Like Me song.
Yay. I love that. And speaking of helping people, you are doing some classes coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm very, very lucky to be going to the US shortly. I shall be leaving in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be, first of all, I'm going to be visiting Southern California just to see some friends. And then I'm going to be actually singing in the San Jose area, where I made my album with an amazing singer called Michelle Chapel. And we're going to be singing at Don Quixote's International Music Hall on the 26th of June. So if people want to come along, actually lots of fun. I'm opening for her, and her music is also really uplifting and positive. So you can go to the website, I think it's donquixotesmusic.info, or you can visit my website, there's details there too. But then shortly after that, for the first time, I'm going to go to the East Coast to visit a good friend of mine in Connecticut, and I'm going to be co-teaching a class about connecting with your angels there. That will be in Connecticut on the 7th of July. So all that information will be on my website if you want to check it out.
Yay. Okay. And that is annataylormusic.com. You have a couple of websites, but is
I
that...
have also, yeah, I was going to say that's mainly focused on the music, but the other one with the information about my angel readings and all of the classes and various things that I do is also anna-taylor.co.uk. So that's also focusing on my work as well as the music.
Perfect. Okay. And I was going to ask you something else, and then it just fell right out of the side of my head. I don't know what happened to that thought, but...
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So everyone who connects with the angels, who's been on this show, I've had other angel therapy practitioners on, and I always ask, so can you see angels?
I can. Seeing is not my strongest sense. I don't tend to see them as much as I know and feel them. But I'm really starting to embrace the clairvoyant side of it. I used to kind of say, I don't see, and I'm, you know, I want to see the angels. And the more that I've just accepted that I'm more of a feeler and a knower, the more that they're starting to come to me in visions as well.
Did it freak you out the first time you saw one?
Well, actually, the first angel experience that I could probably remember is when I was in my bedroom. It was one day, it was nearly 10 years ago, funnily enough, 10 years ago next week, and I saw this huge bright light in my room. And I was in that kind of half asleep, half awake state, so all I knew was that it was a really peaceful, loving thing. And interestingly, it connects, even though I didn't know at the time, it connects with what happened to me with the album, because I had just seen... I don't know if you know a singer called Robbie Williams. He's really famous in England. And he has a song called Angels. And I had just met him, actually. I just won a competition to meet him. And the angel, it was like I heard this booming voice in my head. I can't really describe it, because it wasn't the voice in the light talking to me. But as the light shone, I remember hearing this voice saying, "You'll meet Robert soon again." And then I just thought they meant Robbie Williams, because it was like, okay, well, that's the only Robert I know. And I don't know, I really have the sense that the angel could have meant Robert Berry, because he's been so significant in my life, and there's been so many amazing synchronicities that have happened with him. I mean, he lived in San Jose, but he was also well known for being in the band Three with Keith Emerson, and the only place that he had visited apart from London was Sussex, and that's where I live. So, you know, it's just things like that. And I just believe that we're meant to meet certain people in our lives, right?
Definitely. Well, I want to play another song of yours. This is called Body. Can you tell us about this song?
This song is about my body. No, it is actually about my body. It was one of those interesting experiences. Sometimes when I'm sitting down writing, I don't really know what I'm writing. It just kind of comes out of me. And I realized as I was writing that these lyrics were my body speaking to me about really just accepting and knowing that I chose this experience for a reason. So sometimes people listen to the song and say, what's that about? Because it's not quite so obvious when you first listen. But it is about me realizing that I need to be okay with who I am. And when I'm having those difficult days, this song does remind me of that.
Yay. Okay, so here it is, Body by Anna Taylor.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Today's guest, I'm Marie Bernard, by the way, and today's guest is Anna Taylor. She is a lovely singer and angel therapy practitioner and just a beautiful soul in general, and she's calling all the way from England today. You can find her at annataylormusic.com, and welcome back to the show, Anna.
Hey, thank you so much, Marie. Thank you for playing that song.
I love it. It's so beautiful. And it's true, because so many of us, it doesn't matter how great or healthy our bodies are, everyone, I think, has challenges with their bodies and things that they wish were different.
I think so. I mean, I'm obviously writing it from my perspective, but, you know, so many people I meet have just got so many issues with their bodies and wishing they were slimmer, taller, blonder, whatever it is. But I don't know. I just... We are our bodies in the fact that they allow us to be here, but we're so much more than that, aren't we? And I don't know, it still is my life lesson to accept my body, and I'm still doing it, but I'm really understanding that it's okay to be who I am, and we're all born in different shapes and sizes, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. And I know when we spend so much time wishing that things, whether it's our body or our other life circumstances, our relationships, our money, whatever, sometimes we can put so much energy into wishing that things were different than how they are.
We can, yeah. And then, you know, and then we realize that, you know, maybe something else will happen, or we'll meet someone else, and when we think, hey, actually, we don't have a lot to moan about. I'm really grateful. I always say that, however frustrated I am, you know, however much I would like to run across the field and, you know, go wherever I want to go, there are so many other people who have challenges. And I don't know, I just think that's why, as much as I get frustrated, I do my best to focus on what I can do, because you never know what somebody else is dealing with. And also that, you know, there are people out there who judge. There are people who look at, you know, what you look like. But there are so many other people that don't see us that way, who just see us for who we are. And I have such amazing friends and people that I meet all the time that, you know, I kind of often wonder why I worry about it, really.
Well, I want to put, I know that there are people right now listening from all over the globe, so I want to put that phone number out, 604-822-2487. We just have a few minutes left in the show, so if you are a fan of Anna Taylor's, then give us a call, 604-822-2487. If you want to just call and say hello and tell her how much you love her or whatever you want to say, give us a call, 604-822-2487. And then I want to play your True Love song already here. And before we do that, because I think before we decided to do this show, it all started with a conversation about boys, I think.
I think that's when we started to kind of talk about our life experiences, wasn't it?
Yeah, because, well, I've said this on the show a lot recently, because in February I started dating again. I had been single for a long time and just not even wanting to deal with guys at all. And so in February I started dating again. So now every time I get a chance to talk about boys, I've gone a little boy crazy, to be honest. So
I need you to give me some advice, Marie.
Advice? If I knew what to do, I think I'd already be...
I know, I was going to say, us girls, we need to stick together, right?
For sure.
But I have to say, I think, you know, I'm really not the person to be asking about dating, because my experience with that is really little. But I perhaps I'm just a really big romantic. I think that's what it is. I have always believed in true love. I don't believe that there's necessarily just one person for us, but I always believe that you know, I'd meet someone and I would just know that it was right. And that I also believe, you know, just like we're talking about our bodies, I meet so many people through the work that I do who spend so much time being really unhappy mm-hmm. in the relationships they're in. And to me, it's like, you know, it just makes me sad because I want so much more for them and I want so much more for me. And so I guess I'm just, I don't know, I just believe in the best for myself, which probably means that, you know, maybe I miss out on some fun occasionally. But I think I'm the kind of person that I feel so much emotion that being involved with someone is kind of a big deal. And that song, Already Here, I actually wrote way before I started doing the rest of the songs with Robert. And it was just because I had a sense of this person or somebody that was meant for me being with me already, and knowing that even if they weren't physically with me, that the spirit of them was there for me. And I always used to say when I was manifesting my album, everything I need is already here, all the time, all the money, the perfect musician, producer, everything was already here. So it kind of has a double meaning, that song. But I do like to focus on the fact that whoever they are is kind of out there, but more than out there, they're actually present for me, and I just got to wait for the right moment for them to come into my life.
Oh, yay, I love it. Okay, so here it is, the true love song. It's called Already Here by Anna Taylor on Synchronicity.
I listen to my favorite song, and you stand next to me. Wrap your arms around me, and I'm home. I look into your deep blue eyes. I can hardly breathe, 'cause you're here. And I'll never be alone. But what I want to know, do you hear it? Can you feel me calling? Do you know my love is for real? 'Cause in I was driving home the other night when you took my hand. Did nobody understand you're here with me? You smile at me your own sweet way, and I've nothing to fear. My there's nowhere I'd rather be. But what I want to know, do you hear it? Can you feel me calling? Do you know my love is for real?
is Already Here by Anna Taylor, today's guest here on Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Welcome back to the show, Anna.
Hey, Marie.
Hi. So we have just a few minutes left in the show, and so I want to ask you about the angel therapy work that you do, because you have clients. So what if people want to talk to you? What kind of services do you provide?
I actually offer my readings. Of course, I offer them in person where I live in England, but I do so much of my work over the phone and also now Skype as well. You know, we can talk wherever you are in the world. And I do some email readings, but I have to say my preference is speaking to people on the phone or in voice, because it's just, I don't know, I'm just a talk person, as you can probably gather. And I just love connecting to people's angels for them. And it's just so, I don't know, the energy is great, and people always tell me that, you know, I give them confirmations and messages that they need. So I feel, as I said, blessed to be able to do that, and I believe that we can all do it, but it's definitely been a process for me. I did Doreen's class in 2003, and I don't know, it just feels something that's evolved for me, and now I am never, I never take for granted that the right messages come out at the right time and the healing that needs to take place takes place. So if someone needs guidance in any area of their life, you can always ask the angels through me, and we'll do the best that we can to help you and give you the clarity and the reassurance that you need.
And it's interesting because Doreen Virtue says, and I'm sure she's not the only one who says this, that if you want help from your angels, you have to ask, because they,
that's
unless
right.
It's life or death, they can't just intervene.
That's right. So I think some of the main messages I give are just to let people know, hey, you know, you are hearing them, but first of all, you have to ask if you really want help. You know, I can do that for you. I can act on your behalf and ask on your behalf, but they're waiting to help us. They're right there for every single person, no matter who you are, whether you believe them or not, they're right there. All we have to do is ask and then be open, and then their guidance will come to us in so many different forms, whether that's through a vision, just a knowing, or that gut feeling that we all get. It can even be through words that we hear from somebody else or a song on the radio. But they are here to help us. We just have to be open to it. But as you're so right, the main thing is to ask. And you don't have to say a prayer. You can just say, angels, help me. And they're right there. And that's what I love about it. It doesn't have to be difficult at all.
Generally, the only time I remember to ask for help from my angels is when I need a parking spot.
Yeah, I know, I do that all the time too.
I call them my parking angels, and I'll be in the car and I'll be like, okay, parking angels, I'm on my way, I need a really good spot. And usually I get
one.
Yeah,
I do that all the time, because as you can imagine, you know, not being able to walk so far and or wanting the convenience of being able to just step out wherever I need to be, I'm always asking the angels for parking spaces, and it really does work.
It helps.
So I would say start with something that, you know, is more simple like that, you're going to be less attached to. And then when you realize that they do help you, even sometimes, you know, in different ways than we would imagine, then you can start to trust that there will be there for you, perhaps with the more kind of life-changing issues that you're dealing with.
Yay. Well, we just have a few minutes left in the show, and I want to play one more song as we're closing. So the song is You Know Me, which is your angel song, so it's very appropriate.
Oh, yeah, perfect timing for that one. It's a song I wrote because Robert and I were talking about the fact that angels are so much part of my life, and one day I said to Archangel Sandalphon, who is the angel of music that I worked with so much, okay, if you want me to write a song, you better show me. So I shut the computer, and most of the words that you hear, even if they're in a different order, came out on my piece of paper in about 5 or 10 minutes. And it's really just about my experience, how I experienced the angels.
Oh, it's good to know. Archangel Sandalphon is the music angel?
Yeah, he's turquoise in aura.
Mm, because I sing too, and I've always wanted to write songs, but I just don't really feel like I have that talent.
Oh, you never know. I'm sure you do, Marie. I think that you're a communicator, so you can do anything that you wish.
Okay, well, Archangel Sandalphon, help me with that, please. Okay, so before we play this last song and close the show, Anna, thank you so much for being on the show, and your website is annataylormusic.com. Is there anything that you would like to add before we say bye-bye?
Well, no, just thank you so much for having me, and that if people want to get in touch with me, you can through that website or my other website, which is anna-taylor.co.uk. You can buy the album already here on both of those websites, or you know, find out more information about the work that I do there. And I'm just so, so grateful to be able to do what I love. And if I can do what I love and, you know, make the impossible possible, then I really believe that anyone can. And that's really the message that I want to share.
Well, thank you so much, Anna, for being on the show. Coming up next is Parts Unknown, so stick around for that here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you want more information about this show, Synchronicity, you can go to my website, spiritualshow.com. And again, you can go to Anna's website, annataylormusic.com. And thank you so much, Anna, for shining your light on the world and for your beautiful presence and your beautiful voice. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Marie.
Thanks. Have a good day. Yay. Goodbye. See you on Facebook.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So this is the final song, You Know Me by Anna Taylor. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Be well. I love you so much. Thanks for listening. Namaste.
And the color.